It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey guys, it's John of Off the Post. I wanted to start this episode off with a message to all the listeners out there. I really appreciate anyone who's tuned in. We're on episode 21, and you know it's onward and upward, and things are going to continue as is, with a minor tweak, a little bit on that later. But I just wanted to express my appreciation for anyone who's tuned in, and if you're really a true Off the Post fan, we'd appreciate a rating or a review on iTunes, and you can do that by going in the podcast app. And from there, I'm sure you can figure out it's not rocket science. And also, I wanted to throw it out there that if you have any comments, questions, concerns, feel free to email me. My email is jmatisz@postmedia.com. And with that in mind, if you have a guest that you've really liked, if one sticks out off the page, please feel free to email me and say, I want that person on again. And I'll try my best to do that because this podcast is for the listeners. And with that, I move on to the minor announcement. That's that we're going to have some players and coaches and managers on moving forward. It's not going to be every episode. It's still going to be based around analysis for the most part. But it'll be kind of going off the beaten path a bit by having some hockey insiders, some decision makers or players on the podcast for more of a formal one-on-one interview. They'll be shorter than the usual half hour to hour podcast episodes that you're used to with Off the Post. But I think it'll be a breath of fresh air. And the first guest is Owen Tippett of the Mississauga Steelheads. He's a straight sniper. A guy who is going to go probably in the top 10 in the NHL draft this summer, first rounder for sure. So it's of interest to a lot of teams and a lot of teams' fan bases to know who Owen is. And he was gracious with his time. And without further ado, we'll get to episode 21 with Owen Tippett.
From the center of the hockey universe, this is the Off the Post podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Post. I'm your host, John Mattis, and today I have Owen Tippett on the line, a right winger for the Mississauga Steelheads and a top prospect for the 2017 NHL draft. How's it going, Owen?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. Part of the reason why I wanted to have you on at this point this season is because the top prospects game just passed, and you were involved in that. You scored a goal. You got an assist, and we're kind of at that midway point where scouts have offered their opinion on certain players. Now, if we talk about Quebec specifically, the top prospects game there, what did you take away from an experience like that?
Just another learning experience. I mean, it's good to make some new friends and get out there and play with all the guys, top prospects from the CHL. So it was good to mix in and kind of get away from. Grind and have a little fun with those guys out there. So it was a good experience.
And I know that so the game was on Monday night, and the night before there was the mosque shooting, which is a terrible tragedy, you know, 6 dead, others injured. I know that you guys were in town for that. Walk me through kind of how you heard about the shooting and sort of if it affected your day.
We were out for dinner actually, and we had just gotten back to our hotel, and we had almost like a big group chat with our whole team, and we just basically got a text from our supervisor saying, stay in your rooms kind of thing. Like, there's been a shooting down the street. They don't know who it is yet. So we want to make sure you guys are safe. So that's how we found out. I mean, we didn't really know much about it until he texted us. And then after that, we saw the news and stuff like that. So that's how we originally found out.
Yeah, it must have been quite the, you know, kind of experience, especially when you're zoned in on hockey and it's like, you know, you're meeting all these new people. It's a lot of new experiences. So I would imagine that was a bit of an eye-opener, I guess you could say, especially in Canada. You know, you think you're you're safe going to Quebec City for a couple of days to just play some hockey.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of came to a shock as all of us. There was a few of us together, and we just checked our phones and all had the same message. We're like, wow, like what a scary event. So yeah, it came by shock, but I mean, we tried to focus on the game as much as we could, and sorry to hear about the loss of those people.
Absolutely. And in terms of the game, you obviously fared well, a goal and an assist, and the goal obviously stands out, especially since you are a goal scorer. You have 36 goals in 45 games this year. You've already crushed your numbers from last year in the goal scoring department. You had 15 last year as a rookie. You're second in goals in the entire league. Alex DeBrincat of Erie has 38, so you're right up there, which is impressive for a guy in his draft year. And in talking to a few people around the OHL, NHL scouts, the one thing that stood out was that they were, I wouldn't say surprised, but they were a little bit raised eyebrows in terms of, wow, his development as a goal scorer has really come along fast. Like, they didn't expect the kind of giant jump. Is there anything that you can point to that kind of explains how you went from 15 goals to 38 already, and just the fact that you've really solidified yourself as a guy who can put the puck in the net?
Not too much. I mean, I just had a big summer in the gym, getting stronger and faster and working on kind of my overall game, not so much just shooting. But, I mean, I guess coming into your second year in the league, you're more confident to begin with. So I guess that plays a huge role in just being able to kind of maybe slow down the game or speed it up when you need to and just kind of see how it goes. I mean, I go into each and every game trying to just play my game and use guys around me to just work as a team. And we've had meetings with my coaches and stuff on how to get to the front of the net and where to be and just places that'll evaluate, or not really evaluate, but make my game that much better. So
yeah, and you're playing with Mikey McLeod and Nathan Bastian, at least for the most part over this year. They're both Devils picks. They're both, quality OHLers. How have they kind of helped you, lift up your totals from last year and just kind of move along in your development? Because the worst thing you want to do is kind of see a stagnant, stat line or just stagnant kind of eye test of a player. I'm assuming they've really helped you kind of boost that up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they went through it last year, so they know how big of a year it is, and they're always there for support, whether just a question here or there. But no, they've been great. I mean, we've been playing well together. I mean, it's switched up a little bit since then, but no, they've been great. I mean, they went through last year, so they gave me pointers here and there. But
yeah, and tell me about kind of your mentality on the ice, because you lead the league in shots on goal, and even if you break it down, to per game basis, you have 4.91 shots per game. Like, that's a fair amount if you're getting five on the goal. You're obviously attempting more shots. Have you been told by coaches, just shoot when you get a chance, or is it just it's ingrained in you to drive to the net and get the puck on net?
A little bit of both. I mean, coaches have said to me that if you get the opportunity, use your shot and just get the puck on net. But I also know it's part of my game, and I use it to my advantage and just shoot it whenever I get a chance.
And you're also a pretty big guy. You're, at least according to the OHL website, 6'2", 204 pounds. I'm sure that kind of varies. But you've got the body to kind of be a power forward. Is that how you sort of see yourself, or do you see yourself more as just like a pure goal scorer?
I don't really see myself as a power forward. I mean, I use my skill and I just switch up my game if I need to during the game to maybe make a hit here or there. But no, I just try and use my skill for the most part and use my speed and shot.
Yeah, and you mentioned the shot. At first I was kind of taken back by this comparison because it seemed like out of left field, but I've seen, some comparisons to Phil Kessel, and then I'm like, okay, whatever, maybe it's one or two people. But then I ask around, it's like it kept popping up. And the comparison is more in terms of your anticipation on the ice, your speed and your hand-eye coordination. Have you heard that before? Is this not the first time someone's brought up Phil Kessel to you?
No, this isn't the first time I've heard it. I've heard it a couple times actually, but yeah, I've heard multiple players. I mean, I just kind of take it all in and say, wow, like you see what they've done in their career. So it's kind of good to hear people compare yourself to them. But no, that's definitely not the first time I've heard it.
And I also read somewhere that you grew up playing defense and switched to forward roughly 5 years ago. Do you remember your defense days well? And what can you tell me about that switch and why it was done?
I kind of remember them. It's not too clear, but I mean, it was mostly done just because one of the coaches said, well, why don't we try on forward? And I think it worked the one game. So they just kept me up there, and it's been forward ever since. So
fair enough. And, you know, you're turning 18 next month. You're still a very young guy. I don't think any prospect has a polished game. What would you say is kind of the area of your game or of your repertoire that needs improvement?
Just being more aware on the ice and like defensive zone stops and starts all over the ice. Just developing more my defensive side when I don't have the puck, sort of thing. So,
okay, yeah, that's probably a pretty common response from guys like you. And you know, Central Scouting, they released their rankings here and there, and they did a midterm one. Obviously, you know about it. You ranked highly on that. You were fourth in North America. That's obviously just including skaters. Goalies have their own category. There's other draft lists out there by independent agencies, and they have you ranked highly as well. Has it sunk in that, you know, you could possibly go in the top 10 of the draft and most likely go in the first round? Like, that seems like a pretty cool thing to think about as a young guy like you.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you've always dreamed of, but I guess just this year, once I found out that's kind of where I was, that's the range I might be getting drafted, and it's kind of surreal. I mean, you would never really think that growing up, but I mean, I just take it all in, and I just try to worry about and focus on playing my game, and I'm not trying to worry about what the rankings or the write-ups say about me. I'm just worried about playing my game, and the rest will fall into place, so... Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I guess it kind of helps, too, that, like you said, you have McLeod and Bastion who have gone through a similar sort of experience. And then you also have your cousin, Mitchell Stevens, which a lot of people will recognize from the World Juniors that just passed. He's your first cousin. What's the exact connection there?
His dad and my mom are brother and sister.
Okay, so, yeah, it's you obviously grew up with them. Are you guys still close?
Yeah, I mean, we talked as much as we can. I mean, it's just busy with both of our schedules, but no, we still keep in touch.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And I always, whenever I see kind of brother or cousin connections, the first thing I think of is you know, is it weird to play against them? Is it because he was playing in Saginaw and then he got traded to London? Obviously, those are different conferences than Mississauga. But when you have played against them, is it a little odd seeing him on the other side when you know he's usually the guy you're texting after the game or the guy that you're screwing around with at Christmas?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've only played him the once because I think last year he was hurt when we played Saginaw, and we've played Saginaw once this year. But no, it's for sure different. I mean, whenever, even if it's one of your close buddies, it's kind of weird seeing them on the other side, and you're used to joking around with them after the games and whatnot. But I mean, when you're on the ice, you still kind of have that in the back of your head. But after the game, you go right back to normal. So
has he told you anything about the draft process? Because I mean, maybe it gets like overrated in terms of the pressure that gets put on guys. But I mean, you're still a teenager. There's still a lot going on in your life with school and with trying to, you know, perform your best in front of scouts. Has Mitchell given you any advice?
Not too much, no. It's just the way our schedules work. We haven't really been able to talk that much about it, but no, it's been great to have the guys on my team to do that for me, and just they've gone through it and they've experienced it all.
Awesome. Well, Owen, I really appreciate your time, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.